Now, nitrates from animal slurry and fertiliser are a major source of water pollution in Ireland. The EPA says nitrate levels in our waters are too high in 40% of rivers and 20% of estuaries, especially in the southeast. Now, the government has a nitrates action programme to reduce nitrates use here. But Ireland also enjoys an EU derogation, allowing higher nitrate use here than elsewhere in the EU. And lately, in a significant judgment, the High Court has referred a case brought by Ontashka over the Nitrates Directive to the European Court of Justice. And for more on this, we'll hear now from Dr. Elaine McGough, Head of Advocacy with Ontashka, and Dennis Drennan, who's President of the Irish Creamery and Milk Association. Dr. Elaine McGough, it's the Nitrates Action Plan, actually, sorry, I should have said, set out in simple terms, because I know this is a complicated case, the case that Ontashka brought to court and what the High Court found.
Well, I'll start by saying this judgment is a welcome step towards ensuring that Ireland has the strongest possible legal framework to safeguard our waterways. As you laid out, we're in a situation where half our rivers and lakes and two-thirds of our estuaries are polluted. And despite a lot of work, they're not improving. So we firmly believe, and this case is rooted in the belief, that the measures that the government are putting in place are not adequate for protecting waterways from agricultural pollution. All we need to do is look at the EPA yearly reports to see the ongoing failures to address the problem. So this referral is welcome news for us. The European courts are going to be asked to adjudicate on the legal sufficiency of the measures that Ireland has been putting in place. And we very much welcome the additional scrutiny by the EU courts and would note that the Irish courts have found that we are raising important and novel legal issues. So basically, I mean, at its core, this case is about protecting our collective waterways from agricultural pollution for the good of all Irish people. We took this case in everyone's interest. I mean, everyone should care about clean water in Ireland. So that's why we took this case.
Okay. So it's about the Nitrates Action Plan, whether it's actually delivering. And if the court finds in your favour, does that mean our derogation has to automatically fall?
It depends is the non-straightforward answer. It really depends on what the court finds. I mean, we have argued that the Nitrates Action Programme isn't sufficient, isn't legally robust. And we would argue that if the Commission find that the Nitrates Action Programme isn't legally robust, isn't legally compliant, then the derogation does fall because the derogation depends on having a valid Nitrates Action Programme. But there's a lot of legal nuance in there that I won't get into right now. So,
okay.
I mean, it is a challenge to Ireland's derogation, ultimately.
Okay, so you've set out the case that you're bringing, and Dennis Drennan, President of the Irish Creamery and Milk Association, the ICMSA has joined the state in opposing this case as notice parties. So you've heard Dr. Elaine McGough. Why are you against her case?
Well, good morning, Una. Look, it's not as simplistic as this. Like, I mean, the farming is a pressure on all water bodies, obviously, because every river in the country flows through farmland. And even if there was no farming activity on those lands, nitrogen and phosphorus would be released from those lands due to weather conditions, like let it be drought or flooding or whatever. So, I mean, Elaine's argument is a bit simplistic, that if we're going to just eliminate farming in the countryside, that's going to solve the water problem issue. And you know, it kind of goes on the pretense that there's no other issues causing water quality issues in the country except farming, and that's far from the truth. Like, we've huge issues all over the country with wastewater and Ishgair, and like, look at, we can see what went on down the Yellow River in Cork there in the last number of weeks. We basically had 8 kilometres of river absolutely sterilised by chlorine getting into the water from Ishgair. So there's many pressures on water.
Okay.
Agriculture is certainly one of those pressures. But
right.
I mean, what's really at stake here is the heart of rural Ireland. Like, dairying and farming is the heartbeat of rural Ireland. And there's no point in throwing that away, throwing out the baby with the bathwater and still not solving the water quality issues that are in the country.
There are 6.5 million cattle in Ireland, according to the CSO. They're all producing waste from their food. It's going somewhere. Like, you can't. It may be. You know, you're saying farming's getting all the blame here. Is it possible, if this case goes through, to sustain the number of 6.5 million cattle in this country?
Absolutely. There were 7 million cattle in the country back in the 1970s and 80s when we had no water quality issues. So it can't be just agriculture. I mean, the number of animals in the country is pretty stable for the last 50 or 60 years. So, like, nobody turned on a tap and made, you know, pollution from agriculture a bigger issue overnight. I mean, it's the same number of cattle have been in the country. We've had pristine waters with the same farming activity going on all over the country for the last 60 or 70 years. There's probably been a switch between dairying and suckling and backwards and forwards due to quota regulations and things, but we've had a pretty stable herd for probably the last 60 or 70 years.
So how do you answer that, Dr. Elaine McGough, that, you know, we've had pristine water with 7 million cattle in the country, it's not just farming, and this case, if it succeeds, will be an attack on farmers' incomes?
I mean, yeah, we might have a similar number of cattle, but the fact is those cattle are intensified in this a lot of the time in the south and southeast on dairy farms. I mean, anybody with eyes that goes down to the south and southeast sees the massive intensification of dairy, the eradication of hedgerows across our land. It's like it's an entirely different landscape now than it was in the 80s. So that's just not a valid argument. And the thing that's driving the nitrate pollution is the absolute intensity of the cattle that are out at field during the summer. It's the urine from the cattle that are grazing on the grass. And, you know, we didn't used to have fields that were so heavily stocked back in the 80s. So that's not a valid argument. Another not valid argument is that Ontario want to eliminate farming. We've never said that. Obviously, we need farmers. Farmers are an integral part of Irish society. That's the strawman argument. Another strawman argument is that there are no other, that we're claiming there's no other water quality issues in the country. Again, nobody is saying that. But the fact of the matter is that agriculture impacts five times more more water bodies than wastewater treatment plants. So yes, we need to address wastewater treatment, but we also need to address farming. So I mean, this is sort of circular argument we keep having. We keep going in circles. That's why we're not addressing this problem.
And Dennis Drennan, I mean, it's not just that nitrates are bad for the environment in a general way. I mean, the reason the EU brought in this mandate on governments to reduce nitrates across the EU, they're potentially cancer-causing, these nitrates. So at some point, Irish farmers are, you know, and the Irish dairy herd, which has grown, I think, by nearly 400,000 between 2014 and 2021. At some point, the nettle is going to have to be grasped on the agricultural end of this, and that is animal waste and that is fertiliser.
But the nitrates directive has nothing to do with fertiliser. This is the misconceptions out there. The derogation is based on your stocking rate, the number of cows you can have per hectare. And in Ireland, we have the unique situation that we're able to grow about 14.5 tonnes of grass per hectare.
You need the fertiliser, don't you, to be able to maintain those
stocking
rates?
No, very little.
Rates.
Very little on you.
Is this
very
not why farmers are saying they're having to buy land all over the place to spread rates out with lower nitrate input?
But it's not as simple as that, Anya. Like what's happened, what we have the unique ability in this country, and this is our competitive advantage, and this is why we're famous worldwide for our sustainable dairy and beef production. We have the ability to grow grass in this country. And what will happen if this nitrates derogation falls is that we'll end up with a scenario that we'll have too much grass and not enough cows to eat it. We have the ability to grow about 14.5 tonnes of grass per hectare. And if we're stocked at about 3 cows to the hectare on the intensive farms, we're able to grow more than enough grass for our cows. But if the derogation falls, we'll end up that we'll be able to grow grass. We've new technologies to grow grass on you that farmers are embracing here. We have clover being incorporated into swarts to reduce the chemical nitrogen need. And we've multi-species swarts being grown and embraced by farmers. But it takes time to get these into the ground. You can't go out and reseed all your farm in 1 year because you've nowhere to put your cows.
It also shows how farmers are adapting around the country. A final question to you, Dr. Elaine McGough. It's obviously critical to Ireland, this case, and critical to Irish agriculture. When do you expect to have an answer from the European Court?
The average would be around 18 months. So, you know, we'll be a while waiting. And, you know, just to pick up on Dennis's point there, like I absolutely understand and empathise with the concerns of derogation farmers. They are in an unenviable position. But the fact is, there won't be a basis for an economically viable sector if it isn't one that's working sustainably. The EPA data tells us it is not sustainable. How long can we expect the world market to accept our pitch about having quality food and a great environment when all of the scientific data is pointing the opposite direction? So this isn't an attack on farming. In order to have a viable farming sector, we need to get this right. And it's important that we all pull together because farmers play an
All right.
absolutely key role in this.
Well, certainly we'll be coming back to this as that case goes on. For the moment, Dennis Drennan, President of the Irish Creamery and Milk Suppliers Association, and Dr. Elaine McGough, Head of Advocacy with Antashka. Thank you both.